Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where you can move into your own power, where you can work with the Akashic Records through me. I bring forth messages from the Akashic, and I've been doing this for 16 years. Well, actually, a little over that. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. But it's not about past lives. It's really about the here and now. It's about us working together with our higher self, with our infinite being, with our soul, and our personality, and understanding how our choices of our experiences that we created prior to coming in are not only playing out in our life now, but also how the things that we have experienced up to now, how they're shaping our life and our choices for the future. Now, the Akashic Record energy that I work with in the areas of the Akashic, and you have to understand that the Akashic Record energy is vast. It's like a divine Google. I call it God's Google in the sky, although I don't know that it's in the sky. It's energetically held. But the reality is that we have the ability to access that which is infinite and divine wisdom regarding ourselves if we move into that alignment. Now, the way I access the Akashic Records is through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy and makes the information accessible. Now, when I do an individual consultation with the person, I don't need to know anything about them. All I need is their current legal name to open up the Akashic Records. And once that individual's Akashic Records are open, the way we get to the right area of the records is via their question. So I don't have to know anything about you. The answer to your question will come right up. And interestingly enough, people ask one question, and they have plans to ask more than one, and all they need to do is ask one question and multiple questions get answered, because when it's almost like a domino effect. You ask one question and that makes way for other information to come forward. The Akashic Records will never tell you what to do. They'll always give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And the other piece is it's always loving. When you work with the Akashic Records, you're working with divine energy. And what we need to really realize is that divine energy is total and complete love. Divine energy holds not one speck of judgment, because judgment isn't necessary. The reason judgment isn't necessary is because we create our own consequences. We create our own prisons. Now, I know you're just saying, well, there are criminals in the world, and we need judgment, and we need laws, and we need this, and we need that. And from a very, very real standpoint, because people have chosen to experience what they experience, and we have chosen to experience that with them or to observe it, yes, In a very human world, we need an exterior laws to in order to function. But what's being said here is that we are not governed by a divine source of anger or hatred or judgment. It's like we are dropped onto this planet when we are physically born with all the tools we need to make all the choices we need to make to experience that which we want to experience. And so it's from that point of view that people come to me for Akashic Record consultations to understand what the core issues are about what they're experiencing. I open up the records of individuals, land, animals, and I teach people how to do all of the above. In fact, if you live in the Ohio area or would like to come to Akron, Ohio next weekend, I'm going to be doing an impromptu class. I look forward to it being a small class. Quite frankly, maybe 3 or 4 people. That'd be great. If more come, that's fine, but I really can't fit more than 10 people in a class right now. And it's individual work, so that when we're together in a small group, I can actually work with you. I teach you how to access the Akashic Records. I teach you how to use that energy in every area of your life. And it's a 3-day workshop. Starts Friday night and goes Friday night, actually Friday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday from 12 to 5. And so there is time for you to experience all varied experiences on how to work with the Akashic Records, from healing relationships to gaining insight to doing creative activities to understanding your purpose in this lifetime. And to understand what would bring you the most joy in this lifetime. Not because, again, the records tell you what to do, but because they help you understand by feeling what feels the best. Because when you can open up your own personal Akashic Records, you move into an expanded state of consciousness. I will tell you, this is not channeling. It's you do this with your eyes open and full consciousness. This is not something that you have to, quote-unquote, learn how to meditate with. You don't need any metaphysical experience. Anyone can learn how to work with the Akashic Records. We even help people move out of their fear and into love. So we have a lot of opportunity to move into the energy of the Akashic Records. And if this is something that you would like to know more about, you can call me. My private number is 216-691-1233. And you can call that number 24 hours a day and leave a message and I will call you back. Or you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. And that's, you can actually email questions tonight to that question, to that email address, if you'd like. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of the Akashic Records about your life or your situation or things that have happened in your life, why they've happened, I'd love to talk to you. You can get us toll free here. You can call BBS Radio at 888-429-5471. Or if you're out of the country, our country code is 011, and you can dial 530-573-6472. And it is 11:10 here in Ohio, and we're ready to take your questions. What I also want to mention is that many times people want to hear what I have to say instead of calling in, but I've got to tell you that this program that I do once a week is for you to answer to get the answers to your questions. My purpose in doing this program is to help you understand more about you. So if there are some things in your life you would like to know more about, I deeply encourage you to give a call or email a question, and we can go from there. Also, there is, if you have an animal that you would like to know more about, or you would like to know why they're in your life, or if they're having a behavior problem, I could certainly open the records of your pet or your animal and see what's going on. We've done that for dogs, cats, horses, cows. Doesn't make any difference. If you are the caretaker of a wonderful being that's in an animal body, we can help you with that. And again, you can call in tonight at 888-429-5471 or direct at 530-573-6472. So also would love to know, many times people will tell us about books that they've read. Love to know about more books that you have, that you would like to read. And I also have a request of my listeners. I've been invited to write a column for a national spiritual magazine, and it's a question and answer column. And I would love to get questions from my audience. If you would email me your questions, I will not use your real name. I will only use maybe the first name, or if you would prefer, I'll make up a name, and so that there's no way the identity would be known, and your last initial and city and state would only that would be shown on the actual article. But I need questions, and I want real questions. I don't want to make up questions. I mean, I could go back over the different questions over the years, but it'd be great if there was some fresh new questions from in the here and now. So if you would like to email questions for the article, the sample article, you can email me at info, again, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com, and you and just put in the subject question for article, and I would, or article question, and I will be happy to go ahead and I would ask you, though, to include your current legal name so I can give a real answer. Again, we'll not use that real name, but then I will go ahead and email you the answer that I am going to include in my column. So it's a wonderful way to get a free answer to your question. You don't have to pay for the consultation, and you are able to talk to me and even via email. And you can even talk on the radio tonight. You can call me and ask a question. That's, again, the reason I do this is to give free service to those who want to understand more about their life. So if you want to understand more about who you are and what your life is about, this would be the time to do it. And I encourage you to call in. At the same time, the richness of your questions is what helps this program. But there is a message coming forward for tonight, and we want to share with you some more information about the ascension process. We want to help you understand more about who you truly are, and we would like to speak to those people who are questioning their position and whether or not they are quote-unquote worthy of ascension, or whether they're going to be quote-unquote left behind. And there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen, and we would like to just encourage you to know that everything is perfect. You are in the perfect place that you were supposed to be. If, in fact, you are feeling any type of worry or guilt or shame, the guilt and shame we want to handle differently, but if you're worried about, am I good enough, am I going to do this, am I going to do that, we really want you to move into your own knowingness. And we want you to really look at what you've done over your lifetime to expand your own spiritual growth. This is a very important question, because people walk around just worrying and worrying and worrying, and the reality is they've done a lot of work that has really expanded their own personal growth. But because of belief systems they've carried forward, they are feeling that they aren't good enough, or it wasn't perfect enough, or for whatever reason, they didn't do enough. And we'd very much like you to look at your own life. What challenges have you experienced that you have overcome? What situations have you moved into where you were put in a position where you had to make a decision, you made the decision, and you moved on? For that matter, what position have you been put in where you were asked to make a decision, and you've yet to make the decision for fear that it's not going to be good enough? So we really need to look at what you believe is stopping you from being all that you could be. What within you is holding the fear to move forward? That's a very, very important question. What within me I'm writing it down. I like this question so much. What within me is holding me back from being all that I can be? What is the fear? And what is the basis of the fear? What do I need to know about the fear? And how can I clear it? Or neutralize it, actually. How can I neutralize the fear of moving forward? Now, the reason those questions are being asked of you is because it's time for you personally to ask those questions of yourself and answer honestly. It's not about what somebody else has done to you. It's not about someone else who is holding you back. It's not anything about that. You can no longer blame anyone, whether they're currently in your life or they have been in your life or where you grew up with them. We have no more time for blame of others. We can only look to ourselves and ask, what can I do? What do I need to know to be able to neutralize my fear of moving forward? And maybe the answer is, I'm too afraid to know. That is a good answer. I'm too afraid to know what is stopping me from moving forward. So what is that signal? If you're getting the answer, I don't know what's stopping me, the reality may be is you're too afraid to find out what is stopping you. And what that signals is a lack of personal self-love. Because when we move into in complete non-judgment of self, we no longer fear our shortcomings, our failures, or what we see as shortcomings or failures. We no longer fear our imperfections because we know that they are a part of who we are. And they are a part of our own deep agenda and hurdles that we have given ourselves to be able to move over. So the idea of having hurdles or obstacles in our way are excellent pieces of information. So we have a question that's been emailed, and it is from a listener in Vancouver, and the question is, I've had a very uncomfortable abdominal bloating problem for the last few years that is really undermining my quality of life. Various tests have been done, and so far, no clear answer. Any information about what the root cause of this problem may be? I would be most grateful for any insight. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So we want to understand, what is the core issue of this abdominal bloating problem? Well, first of all, it's interesting because the first thing that I'm hearing has to do with wheat. It has to do with wheat, and it has to do with gluten. And then when we go deeper underneath that, I'm sure you've had tests for the wheat or the gluten, but for whatever reason, that's what I'm hearing. And I'm not on the phone, so I can't get feedback from you. But what I will tell you is what I'm also hearing is there is something... Actually, there's a variety of different situations in your life that have actually created a situation of that you have allowed, and this is not a criticism, but you need to notice this, that you have allowed to stop you. And there's things that you, quote-unquote, can no longer stomach. And so what happens is the bloating happens. And I'm also hearing something about a relationship that has been dead for a long time. And it's almost like you have felt dead yourself within on certain issues of your life. And you have been unable, due to fear, to resolve these issues. Now, the way that's manifesting in your body, now we have to understand something about illness. We have to understand that illness starts in a very small way, for a variety of different reasons. But in many and most cases, the illness is based on an emotional situation or experience that created the trigger for the cells to mutate in a way that would create the physical challenge. And so we have to go way back to understand what those situations are or were. Now, because I'm, again, not talking to you personally, I can only tell you what I'm hearing. And so, again, I'm going to repeat it. It has to do with ingesting too much wheat, or it's a wheat allergy, but the wheat allergy was triggered by a situation in your life that you can no longer stomach, there is a relationship or a situation that's caused you to feel dead inside on certain issues. And it would, the other piece is candida. I'm hearing that there's also some mood swings going on here, because the mood swings have made you feel weak and unable to deal with certain situations in your life again, from a boundary point of view that have set you up. You also want to look at the toxic people in your life that you're allowing to take your power. So, without feedback, that is about as far as I can get with that. If you would like to email some feedback of, yeah, that sounds right, or that feels like truth to me, or, nope, Donna, you're off the mark. The records are not coming through this time. You know, the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, is you whenever you get a consultation or a reading from somebody, you have to feel the truth of it. You have to see, yes, that's true, no, that's not true, and you have to let the person who is doing the consultation, the reading for you, you have to let them know when they're on the mark and when they're not. And so, Ms. Vancouver, if you would please email back and let me know if any of that makes sense to you, that'd be great. The other thing is, I love email questions, but if it's possible for you to call, the vibration of your voice really enhances the work of this of the Akashic Records, because you have to understand that everything in this life is vibration and frequency on our planet. And so when you speak, you send out a vibration. And that's why when my kids were growing up and they would be nasty or not nice to their brothers and sisters, I would say, you know, words have no erasers, and they don't. So when we speak our words then carry their own vibration, and they are then also recorded in the Akashic Records. So be aware of your words, ladies and gentlemen, for sure, be aware. Without using your name, I'm just going to call you Miss Vancouver. Please be aware that it's time to allow yourself to move away from the toxic people in your life. Move away from, or if you can't physically move away from them, then you need to be able to cut the cord so that their words don't have any more effect on you. And because you no longer, can afford to feel powerless. And that's really very important for you to know. You can no longer afford to feel powerless. And the reason for that is because by feeling powerless, you can't stand up for who you are and move forward. Okay, we've got another email question. Okay, and this person is, we're going to call this person Mr. Long Island, and although he was toying with the idea of asking about his purpose, which is an interesting question, but he'd rather know and get some deeper insight as to why his cat is with him, and he names his cat in the email. Please understand, I don't like to identify anyone. Your privacy is very important to me. So even though I'm not saying the cat's name, I'm reading it when I'm moving into the records for this particular gentleman. Okay, so we would like to know the deeper purpose of why your cat is with you and if there's any history between he and I. Okay. Alrighty now. So here's what's very interesting about your cat. Your cat actually was with you in Egypt. This is what they're showing me. There is an Egyptian connection here. And the Egyptian connection is, here's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown a black cat that sat upright in a very regal way. Now, I don't know what your cat looks like now. This could be a total incarnation of it with being black, but I'm not really getting a total black cat. But anyway, what I'm seeing here is that your cat and yourself were part of, cats are very sacred in Egypt. And there were various individuals who felt the calling to be with these cats. And it's like the cats were spiritual as yours is. It's almost like your cat can read your mind. It's like when you want to be close with your cat, he comes forward, and other times he gives you your space. This cat also is showing you all about unconditional love, and is also, and what that means is this cat loves you without any strings. I mean, whether you feed this cat or not, he loves you. I mean, I know you feed the cat, but that's not what I mean. I'm saying that there's a very strong bond here. The other interesting thing, and again, I don't always get past lives, but in this particular situation, I'm getting that this cat was also, and again, this may go against some people's belief, but, you know, cats can be humans, and humans can be cats, and, you know, I mean, or not just cats, but other animals. It's all about the experience. What experience do I want to have this lifetime? So this cat was also with you as a female human. And I'm hearing during the French Revolution. I know this sounds really wild, but I'm just telling you what I hear, as well as in this lifetime, what they're saying is your cat will talk to you. He's a real talker sometimes. And when he starts talking, you really want to sit and listen. So hopefully that's been helpful. I so deeply appreciate your question. And another thing I'm hearing is ease up on the tuna. I don't know if you've given this cat tuna, but don't give this cat a lot of tuna. I mean, real tuna from the can. Not good for him. No. Okay. I love these questions. Please, you know, again, without the physical feedback, it's very hard to just kind of move on and on about certain things. But what I will tell you about yourself, Mr. Long Island, is that you know, you were asking about your purpose for this lifetime. One of the things they would like you to know is that it's time to make a commitment to yourself. There's an aspect of you that likes to dance around, really getting down to what you truly want in this lifetime and make excuses by helping others or different things, and it's time for you to begin to commit to yourself. And that actually is a message for a lot of people out there, that it's less that purpose is important, But unless you're ready to truly commit to yourself and get very clear about what it is you truly want for this lifetime, how do you want your life to look and feel, and then what are you willing to do to move toward that? That's what's really going on. What's going to bring you joy, and what are you willing to do to bring that joy forward? So it's time for you to commit to yourself what you truly want. I hope that's helpful. So, okay, keep on emailing questions. That's great. Email them to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's great. You know, it's important at this time, that we move into also the sacred aspect of ourselves. What is our definition, or basically, what is your definition of sacred? What is your definition of divine? And how are you bringing that sacredness into your life? Are you moving into gratefulness? How are you bringing sacredness into your life? And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. This is Debbie. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Oh, how are you?
Good. You?
Yeah. This is my loyal listener who he emails me questions. I'm so glad you're calling tonight. Is that the right one?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
I was going to ask you about my dog.
Okay, what's your dog's name?
Phoebe.
Say again.
Phoebe.
B as in boy, E. B as in boy, E.
No, P as in Peter.
Spell the name.
P-H-O-E-B-E.
Oh, Phoebe.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. So let me just get back to your current name here. I know I have some questions from you, and I just want to get your current legal name so I can work with that.
I sent you an email.
I got it. Okay, so, okay. What do you want to ask about your dog?
Well, she was recently injured. She came back into the house with an eye injury and a foot injury.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if I could find out how that happened.
Okay, and can you tell me a little bit about what she looks like?
She's a pug.
Okay, and she was out by herself?
Yeah, well, I have a large property, but it's fenced in. So
okay. All right.
She
has an eye, and it was the bottom of her foot?
Her toenail.
Was cut off?
Yeah, it looks like it was pulled out.
Uh-huh. And she has like a, was it in her right eye or left?
Yes, it's her right eye.
Right eye, that's what I'm saying. And what was it, like bloodshot and bruised or what?
Yeah, it was... It looked kind of, you know, it's cleared up by now, but before it was very bloodshot, looked a little swollen. It looked like it had a cut on the lower lid.
What's interesting is the first thing that comes forward is she got caught in some kind of thicket.
Oh.
And I don't know your property, but it's, she was caught in some kind of... I want to say like brambles, not necessarily thorns, but it was like gnarled up bushes. Does that make sense to you?
It could be because I have 2 acres and there's areas where, you know, it's not landscaped. So
okay.
It's possible that could have happened. I had thought that she got into a fight with a groundhog or something.
Yeah, No, I'm not. I'm getting that she got caught. I'm not getting another animal's presence here. But what I am getting is that she was afraid, and that's what caused her to go in there. Like she didn't want to fight or didn't want to get into an altercation, or she was kind of chased into these brambles. She wouldn't have gone in there on her own. And that's why, because of the force for which she went in there, kind of like running, is where she got herself messed up.
Oh, see, that makes sense.
Does it?
She goes after deer all the time. And my neighbor told me that they've heard that the deer sometimes attack, you know, attack back.
Yeah, well, they'll run after them. Yeah, or with their antlers, you know. And somehow her foot got caught, and that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not, because if it was another animal, you'd probably want to take her and have some blood tests done.
Mm.
You know, because you don't want a rabid animal.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it might not, I don't know that you want to, I mean, I don't know if there's a test for rabies that's, you don't, if they can just do a blood test without the full spectrum, because that's awful.
She's been vaccinated, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, still, the idea doesn't hurt to have her looked over at the vet, but what I'm hearing is she got caught in a thicket of bushes. And it wasn't necessarily bushes. It was like, I'm hearing, like, gnarled up like roots or wood. You know, like, not wood. You know what I'm talking about, like.
Yeah, branches. Right.
Yeah, branches. yeah, but like not dead branches. Like they were parts, like a living tree that were outside of the ground. Not a tree, but a bush.
It's possible.
Well, you might want to take a walk and see where she goes, you know what I mean? Or take a look around and see what you could find, just to see where it is. The other thing that's being suggested is that you may want to fence in a closer area to your house, so she doesn't ramble into a more forested area.
Yeah, because she usually doesn't wander, but she's done it a couple of times where she goes after something.
Right, and so the idea is it's either she was being chased or she was going after something. You know, but she went in there with a lot of force and then found herself couldn't get out. And thank goodness nothing else could get her.
When she came back, she looked like she was shaken up.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you may want to...
Do you see anything about her past lives or anything?
Okay, so let's take a look. What's interesting here is it's really... And again... I can only open her records as it relates to you, Debbie, because, you know, we haven't really asked her permission. Do you know what I mean? Did you ask her permission?
She's looking at me and listening because she
okay, then I guess it's okay. All right, so so here's what the first thing I hear is... is that she... she was a goddess in Atlantis.
Wow.
Yeah, and does she like water now?
She swims, but she hasn't been in a while.
I mean, does she like it? Does she, like, jump in the water when she gets a chance, or is she afraid of it?
No, she doesn't really jump.
I would have to carry her
in.
Yeah, the reason, the other piece is that, and again, I don't know how this plays, Debbie, but she is, where I'm hearing here is that she is with you to teach you about freedom.
Really? How?
I don't know how that works. well, how does that work? There's something about... Well, there's something about her energy that makes you feel safe.
That's true. And she communicates with me all the time just by, like, you know, looking at me. I can tell what she's saying.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the idea here is it's really looking, what I'm looking here is that she really, it's almost like she has this energy of safety around you, that she just, she calms you down. And she really shows you lots of love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, she's very attached to me. She doesn't.
Yep,
like
she follows you constantly. That's what I'm hearing.
She'll cry
anyway.
If I leave her in another room.
Oh, absolutely. Huh. Wow.
But she looks like she could have been a goddess.
Okay then.
But was she was always a dog?
No, she's a goddess in Atlantis. She's had other lifetimes with you though. So,
Oh, in Atlantis?
Yeah.
Oh.
So just know that, you know.
Yeah, I could tell that she, feels really comfortable with me.
Yes, and she does, absolutely. Yeah.
So great, thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that the other thing is that she loves her freedom, but they're still saying that giving her like that does not allow her to get into the brambles or the woods would be healthier for her.
Yeah, because she's getting older.
Yeah, she can't run like she used to. They're saying.
Right.
Yeah. None of
she
us can.
She doesn't realize that.
So.
Yeah, I'll put up like a temporary fence or something then.
Yeah, something to keep her closer to you.
Behind.
I mean, give her some room, but not just so she can't go all the way out into the thick of it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that helpful?
Yeah, just to keep her out of the woods.
Yeah, keep her out of the woods. Right.
Because I always worry about other animals anyway. You know,
well, that's right. And what I'm also hearing is that there's something about this winter. You're going to want her closer to you. Don't let her wander out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just don't let her wander.
So we're in for a bad winter, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's what I'm getting. In other words, like, I mean, the leaves are already starting to turn here in Ohio.
I know, here too.
Yeah, and it's like, it seemed early for me that they were turning so quickly.
It does.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, it was like 90 degrees 2 weeks ago and you're turning? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
all of a sudden it was fall.
Yeah, it was like, you know, somebody flipped a switch, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay, on the timetable, you know, let's go. Yeah, so, yeah. So definitely, you know, do keep her closer to you for this winter. Do that temporary fence. You know, you can give her, you don't have to have her into the woods, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for your wonderful emails. I so deeply appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Okay, we have a good evening. Is
there
anything else you want to know?
No, that was it.
Okay, well, you have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So we have a reply here, ladies and gentlemen, from our gentleman in Vancouver. He says, the information about making a commitment to myself resonates with me, especially with putting helping of others ahead of that commitment. And he was just giving us a little background on his cat, and that the cat was found when it was abandoned. So, and that he definitely likes to strike a regal pose, and then he sent me a picture of this beautiful animal, and he often uses the word stately to describe him. And he is beautiful. So, and there is some dark gray or black on this wonderful animal, but again, I saw this a totally black cat, but We thanks so much, Mr. Vancouver, for your feedback. Okay. Oh, we got some Vancouver people. Okay. So we also have some feedback from Miss Vancouver. I didn't realize that. Where do we call her? Just want to see. Okay, she was. This is the lady who felt bloated, and so if you don't mind, I'll read that. I'm sure it's really helpful to get this feedback, you know. So she says, "Dear Donna, thanks for the reading. It was helpful. In that, I think this all started after I got my my new job. After going back, and that was a few years ago. After going back to school to get a degree to get a better and less stressful job. Okay, so I did get a better job, and in all ways, the relationship dynamics at work. I did get a better job in all ways except the relationship dynamics at work, and that there are some people who seem to diminish the importance of her role in a team. And in other words, like making what they do is they're making their role more important or sounding more important than hers. And there have been times where she's felt like she's been treated with disrespect and sometimes downright disdain. And again, after working hard and still paying off student loans, she's a few years from retirement. So it'd be a shame to leave the job. And she also said that I was right about the dead relationship as well. In fact, she's been focusing us on spiritual development, but none of her former friends understand or are interested in what she's doing, and so she's feeling very lonely. So it's time, Miss Vancouver, for you. Gee, we've got two people from Vancouver here. It's time for you to find new friends. And so my recommendation to you is to Google either Unitarian Universalist churches or Unity churches in your area. There's all those types of churches are a wonderful place to meet new spiritual people. Also, if you were to look up Course in Miracles, and it's not necessarily that you have to go along with the belief systems of the Unity or the Unitarian or even the Course in Miracles. Allow the information to come forward. If you resonate with it, great. But there's many people of many beliefs that go to all of these different things and that are curious about things. So check in with your own spiritual growth and see what is the best, what interests you, and then Google that information for your area. And it's really about taking care of yourself. It's those questions we were asking earlier that, you know, if the current people around you no longer serve your, it sounds terrible to say serve your purpose or have things in common, then it's like carrying a bag of rocks up a road or keeping your mouth shut because you can't be who you are. And, you know, that's no way to live life. We have to be who we are. We have to have a group of friends around us that are like-minded and that we can share things with, that we can talk about unusual experiences, that we can talk about spirit or God in a way that is not among the organized religions so much as it is about the idea of a different way of looking at life. And so we need to really move into our own beingness in order for us to really have a better idea of who we are. So I want to just really set you all on a wonderful path of light and love for this week. We are 5 minutes away from the end of our show, and if there's somebody you'd like to call in, we can talk, but we don't have a whole lot of time to answer any deep questions right now. Again, if you would like to have your own personal consultation with me, I offer half hour, hour, and hour and a half sessions, and you could certainly call me at any time. Half hour sessions are $75, and full hour sessions are $135, and hour and a half sessions are $189. So try to make it affordable for folks so that you can get the information you need about what you want to know in the privacy of a phone call. And so if that's of interest to you, please do give a call. Again, my personal phone number is 216-691-1233, and you can call me from anywhere in the world if you want, and we can chat. Again, 216-691-1233, and I so deeply enjoy your questions. I'm so glad that you found benefit from the information that was brought forth. And if you liked what you got, and I didn't actually talk to you in the past or whatever, and you say, my goodness, that's exactly what's going on, then you understand the power of this information, the power of this work. And the best way to see this work expanded is to be able to participate with that. So I so deeply care about you. I want to send you lots of love for this wonderful week ahead. For those people who are of the Jewish religion, Yom Kippur is coming up Tuesday night, and on Wednesday it's a fast day, Day of Atonement. And again, even though I'm not a big believer in organized religion, these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur give us time to reflect over the year of who we are and what we've done and how we can make ourselves better. I mean, I don't believe it should be just one time a year. I think we should be doing that on a daily basis. But for those people who are, again, of the Jewish religion, may you have an easy fast if you fast on Yom Kippur, and may your life be filled with joy, and may you all be inscribed in the Book of Life, and may us all be inscribed in the Book of Life, for we have wonderful things to do in 2013. And I plan to be here, and I hope you plan to be here too, and I know that if we have chosen to be here, our consciousness will have been expanded, and we will even have more potential to love ourselves the way we are and to feel confident that we can move forward on our path in joy. And so for now, it's time for us to move into saying goodnight. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those listening, and whether it be live or on the archives, we ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for September 23rd, 2012, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Blessings to you all. Good night, everybody.